Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Talk to me live and have a personal reading done? Visit my website at www.drginny.com. That's www.drginny.com. You can get a personal in-depth reading, or you can check out who's going to be on our show next week right here on Blog Talk Radio at the Christian Psychic Cafe. Don't forget, drginny.com, or call a toll-free number at 1-800-375-3446. You're on the Christian Psychic Cafe. I'm Dr. Ginny. I'm here with my co-host. I almost said it again.
What is wrong with you?
I don't know. You are not a ho-host. You are definitely a co-host. I'm sorry about that.
I'm the ho-ho-host.
I'm the ho-ho-host. Let's go with that. So how are you doing today, Jessica?
I am good.
I'm good, too. It's been a kind of a short week. You know, I think everybody, when we have a holiday in a week, it's not like you have less work to do, so it just kind of gets
crunched into a short period of time, and I'm tired. It's been a crazy week already. What's today? Today's Wednesday. It feels like it's Friday.
We're just wishing it was Friday.
I know.
That's why I was saying that to somebody today. You know, I just love my weekends because it's always fun time,
mm-hmm.
right? And I get a lot out of my weekend. We do a lot on the weekends. It's always a fun time, and so I look forward to the weekends. I guess we need to talk about what's on everybody's minds right now,
Uh-oh.
Which is the Casey Anthony
Oh, my gosh. I was at work yesterday when I heard about the whole verdict.
Right.
And what a shock. Were you shocked?
I was, well, You know, it's funny because I had a client who had asked me what I thought was going on, and my opinion back on, I think it was the 28th, I had texted her or emailed her, and I had said that I didn't think she was guilty of murder.
Mm-hmm.
If anything, I thought that she would be found guilty of maybe, neglect.
Right.
You know? And that was my opinion because you couldn't prove murder. You couldn't.
The problem. There was too much circumstantial evidence. Everybody could see that.
Nobody ever said they saw her abuse the child.
No.
No one ever saw her do anything harmful to the child.
Right.
There was no evidence that she did.
Right.
What we have is a child that was there and then not there, and who to blame. I think, as I said in that email too, is I'm saddened that the state is putting so much money into this case.
Oh, it's unbelievable.
Because I would much rather have seen that money go to people. They were trying a case and trying to get it passed on something that they could never have gotten a verdict on.
Right.
As a matter of fact, the judge that had spoken and had trained Mr. Perry, Judge Perry, okay,
yeah.
The judge who was his mentor, had come on, and he actually stated that he'd been the presiding judge on that case, when both sides had rested, he probably would have just dismissed the jury and said, he could not find that.
Well, I thought the judge, that was kind of their job, if there isn't enough evidence.
Well, and that was, I think, could have happened, maybe Judge Perry would have found for that,
mm-hmm.
but he didn't, and I think with such a high-profile case, it's almost like saying, I don't want this all on my shoulders. I'm not saying that's what he said.
Right, right.
But all I can say is it just captured a nation, didn't it? And not just our nation.
Oh, people.
Many nations.
I mean, everyone was just glued to their TVs and their radios, and me, I had to hear it through everybody else.
Yeah, I know. I know
because
it's kind of crazy.
I couldn't do it. I couldn't watch it at work. So
I know. Well, I can tell you that I juggled some appointments because I wanted to see what was going on.
Well, and I was, on the day that they were, coming up with their verdict, one of the girls came over and she's like, "Oh my God, they're going to do it in 15 minutes." So
I actually had I had a text message on my phone. I signed up for the text message so that if I was talking
really?
To a client, I could say, "I gotta go. Yeah, I gotta hear this." For what it's worth, and maybe I shouldn't say this, but in a crazy, strange way, I don't do a reading for somebody who hasn't requested a reading. So
mm-hmm.
This is not a reading, but I will say this, and this might surprise a lot of people. I don't think she murdered the girl, and I also don't think that she should have suffered greatly for what happened. I think she's definitely a pathological liar, and I think that was permissive in her household, and it's how she grew up, and so hence it's the way she is. And I think it's very, very sad, but you can be guilty of being a horrible liar and not saying what happened. But
do you think she knows what happened?
I think she's not responsible.
So obviously another family member must be.
I'm assuming that's the case, yes.
Interesting.
Yes, I'm assuming that's the case.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, and I think a lot of people believe that too.
Yeah, so I think it's time to move on. And you know what, in a crazy, strange way, because she's not going to jail over this, and I would be surprised if they give her new time. I think they may give
her time served. Everybody's going, both sides of the fence with that. Teach her a lesson because, she spent all the taxpayers' money, blah, blah, blah.
She didn't spend her money.
But
no.
People are going to want.
It was an aggressive prosecuting attorney and Lamar who decided that he was going to go for a verdict on something that he should never even have put out there. Well, there's a lot I can say on this. I won't because, again, I there's certain things I don't want to say.
Mm-hmm.
But I will say this. I think that it's a sad situation, and I was calling her attorney Baez or whatever his name was. I was calling him like the Barney Fife of attorneys because he is kind of a little weird when he was doing his cross examinations. He was a little weird, and he seemed like he was having trouble putting the sentence together. But he did a couple of things towards
the
end.
But he's
not
a real seasoned attorney either.
He's not, but he's done enough. He's actually had more time than they led you to believe in the
beginning.
Well,
they lead you to believe that he's fairly new, and oh my gosh, this whole
high-profile
case.
He is fairly new. I mean, compared to some of the more seasoned ones, but I think he did some things at the end there that I really respected. What I love most of all was what he said at the end of the trial, where he said, you know, he's got mixed emotions because, you know, it's a good day, it's still a sad day because, you know, we
right.
Casey's not there, Casey is there, and two people, you know, were suffering, you know. And so I know a lot of people don't agree with me, so I probably, you know, it's not the
well,
popular
everybody's
vote,
got
but,
their opinion, but, you know, unless you know the truth,
right.
You know, it's just opinion.
And people sometimes lie because they were brought up in a household where there were a lot of things going on that maybe shouldn't have been going on.
Mm-hmm.
And I think fear and fear that other there is a fear sometimes of some things that go on in people's lives that is greater than death itself, believe it or not. And we know this to be true. And I think there might have been some fear going on in that family for some of the
people. Quite obviously.
Right.
To cover up something so horrendous.
So horrendous. Glad it's over. I know everyone's
yes.
going to listen tomorrow or the next day. I
mm-hmm.
haven't listened at all today to know what's going on, but I'm sure that the rest will be taken care of. And you know, God works in mysterious ways. What's supposed
yeah.
to happen will happen, and I think everything will equal out
in the end, right.
so to speak. We want to welcome everybody listening tonight. I know we kind of just jumped into that right away.
Yeah,
but
that's
was kind
what's
of
on everybody's
mind.
Don't
it really
sense.
Is, you know. And our chat room is open. It's live. So, please feel free to go in and ask any questions you want. I know we've got a ton of callers on the line already, so we're going to get to those right away this evening. And I want you, of course, to know that if anyone does want to call in and get an angel reading, we make these mini angel readings because, you know, we don't have time to go into too much depth. But please call in our call-in number, which is 323-679-0882. That's 323-679-0882. Call in, ask a question, make a comment. If you have some advice for us or need some advice, just ask. That's what we're here for. And don't forget to listen to our upcoming shows. We're going to, if we have time tonight, we want to talk a little bit about friendship, how to make friends, how to keep lifelong friendships, what's needed. A lot of times people find themselves suddenly without friends because life sometimes takes us in pretty odd directions.
That's true.
And we're going to be talking about that tonight, too. But let's go ahead and get to our first caller so we don't get too backed up tonight. It looks like we've got Susan on the line. Hi, Susan. This is Dr. Jenny.
Hi, doctor. How are you?
I'm wonderful. How are you?
Oh, very well. Thank you so much.
Good. How can I help you tonight?
Well, I wonder what you saw for me as far as a job goes. Right now, I presently work in a freelance position. I don't know if they're happy with me, if they're going to keep me. And I just got word right now from another organization that there's a position there that is available to interview for. And I'm
okay.
wondering
what to do, right?
Well, I'm wondering if you saw that as a good energy, that notification of a job that's available to interview for. I feel like it is in an area of my background that I have a lot of the experience and skills,
mm-hmm.
and I can see myself working in it passionately. I do like my present position as a freelancer. It gives me a lot
okay.
of ability to work my own hours.
I'm going to tell you that even though you feel like the other job might be more according to what your skill set is, for whatever reason, the angels are showing me your happiness factor is going to be greater staying right where you are.
Okay.
Okay. I know you didn't expect that answer, but I have to share with you what's being shared with me because that's what I do. And what I'm going to tell you is that staying where you are it makes you happy, but I'm going to tell you that it has more far-reaching effects than just the employment situation. You actually even mentioned that you said you have a more flexible schedule there, correct?
Oh, indeed.
Yeah, okay. And I'm seeing that's a real positive for you. And how it's showing me it's a positive is in more ways than you might imagine. What I'm being shown is that it's more flexible, but what it does is what that equals or equates to for you is less stress. Because apparently having the flexibility allows you to do other things, and because you could do all those other things, there's less stress involved. Is that true?
I believe it does. I believe, and I've been doing this for so long now that, I'm just so accustomed to it, so I don't know.
And you're on autopilot, aren't you?
Yeah, and I don't know what it would be like to be in a more structured work environment.
Well, let me ask you a question. You're very creative, obviously, correct?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to suggest that at any time in the past, you've done better in a less structured environment than you do in a more structured environment. And I'm also going to kind of go out on a limb here and say that there are learning experiences to be made where you are currently. I don't necessarily see that you're currently advancing greatly where you are, but there are opportunities to come if you reach out for them. Is that true?
That could be. I'm not hearing about it, and I'm not seeing it, and I'm not really, and I'm okay with that.
Okay. Okay. I would say that there are learning opportunity and growth opportunities within your current company, even though you're not having the opportunity to take advantage of them right now. I do see that they're to come, and I see steady progress with that company. So what I'm going to say to you is, I feel confident where you are, and I think it's giving you the opportunity to have the self-confidence in the job, and it'll give you the growth opportunity, and it'll give you the flexibility. Flexibility in and of itself in the schedule doesn't mean much, but what it equates to for you, for whatever reason, is that you've got other things that sometimes go on in your life that you need to be there for, and this releases you from the stress of having to worry about how you would have to rearrange things to do that. Do you know what I'm saying?
Oh, indeed. Big time.
Okay. Okay, so you see, what you have to remember is, what does the flexibility mean? Well, flexibility for some people just means, well, I can work in the afternoon, or I can watch my favorite soap, or if I want to go to the mall, I can. Well, that's flexibility, but that's not serious flexibility. In other words, the things that you'll be filling your time with aren't stressful if you don't get to do them at a certain time. But I see that you have more important things. You know what I'm saying? Not that going to the mall isn't important, because I think it's, frankly, a prescription that everyone needs to fill. but I think it's important that you have other things that need to be done on a timely basis. And so if you couldn't do them, you would definitely get stressed, wouldn't you?
You're absolutely picking up things that are very key. Yeah.
Okay. So what I'm going to say then is probably stay right where you are. Okay. And when I give advice like this, it doesn't mean you have to follow it. It's just some advice. It's what I'm picking up. You could always go the other route. I don't think that you would be unhappy with the other job, but what I would say is that you would find it confining and restrictive.
Okay. I wondered about that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I hope this has been helpful, Susan.
It has. Thank you very much.
You're very, very welcome. I have to ask, is Susan the name most people call you?
No, I have a nickname.
Yeah, because I didn't think Susan was your name. I was picking up on that. I don't know why. And you don't have to tell us what your nickname is, but I somehow felt that people that were close to you, friends and whatnot, they didn't call you Susan. They called you something else, right?
Yeah, I have an old family nickname that I go by for people with people that are close to me. You're right.
Okay, yeah, and I'm not asking you to tell me what that is, because you probably don't want to reveal that, and that's fine. I was just picking up on that, and I just wanted to make sure that I was connecting to that person, and I definitely am. It happens when somebody calls in, and I try to urge everybody to try and give their real name, because if they give like sometimes people don't want other people to hear them on the radio, so they'll give a totally obscure name that has nothing to do with them, but that sometimes can throw me off because I can't connect properly. In your case, I definitely did, but I was getting a different name. You know what I'm saying? So that's why I asked that question.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
Okay. Listen, thank you so much for calling in tonight. I appreciate it, and keep listening, okay?
I will. Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye now. That's always a tough one, right, trying to decide which job to go for.
Oh, yeah. I think we all go through that. You know, you think you want to make a change. You want something new in your life, but it could be a mistake.
But, you know, I don't think it was so much that she wanted a change. I think her concern was that her job wasn't stable where it is.
Well, right, because you just never know. I mean, you think you're doing a great job, and then, bam, you lose your job.
And we hear this a lot. You know, you were maybe somewhat concerned for at a certain period of time because things were a little slow at your company, right?
Well, right, right.
You know? And but now yeah. You guys have had a
well,
banner.
We had this month was great, and we got busy, and hopefully it'll continue because it's scary. It's scary, and, you know, I'm a single parent and supporting a whole family myself, and, you know, my job is important.
Yeah, it can get very, very difficult, and it's sometimes, though, I think we have to make sure that we don't allow fear to control us, you know?
Well, right.
Because we might take a situation where we enjoy the job and we enjoy the people you work with, because I know she does.
Mm-hmm.
She didn't say it, but I know she does. And then all of a sudden, you know, what you don't want to do is put yourself in a situation where, okay, I'm having a great time, but this company may go out of business.
Yeah.
You know, and then you start doing
what I call
them. I
was in one of those places, too.
Right? Yeah.
I love my job. I love the people I worked with, and I hung out on till the very, very end.
The very, very, very end. Well, I'm going to say if anybody is ever looking to get a personal reading from me, not online, privately, you can go to my website at www.drginny.com, and there's all kinds of information on there. You can find out about what we're going to be doing on the show that week and what our topic is, if we have a specific topic for that week. And also, you can also find a way to be able to contact me either by phone or by email. And so go ahead and do that if you ever want to get a personal reading with me, not online. I know we've got a lot of other people online, but I want to touch on this subject. You know, we talked about how to make friends and how to get a social life.
Mm-hmm.
Because sometimes, you know, people are not sure how to make friends. And it's not because they've never had friends, although sometimes that's a problem too. Some people are unsure on how to be sociable. And then other people sometimes find themselves in a position where all of a sudden, you know, they're lacking a social life.
Right.
You know, and why is that? You know, some of the reasons why somebody could be lacking in friends or social activities is because they've been transferred by their job and they've moved to a new city. Right.
And then it's tough. Being an adult and making new friends in a brand new place where people already have their circle of friends.
Right. And you know, it's funny because I mentioned that to you earlier, and you said, you know, a lot of times you feel like you're trying, you don't want to break into their social circle, like you're somehow breaking into their little niche of
friends. Yeah, because you feel like you're, oh my gosh, you know, I just
feel
weird about, you know, trying to jump in this middle of people that don't know me, you know.
I would say this, you know, some of the reasons why people, number one, lose their circle of friends can do with a job move, a divorce.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of times when couples get divorced, and I know a lot of you out there listening have gone through this because we've talked about it, you know, all your married couple friends, suddenly you become like kryptonite, you know, or
yeah.
plutonium, and they don't want to come near you, right?
And that's the truth. I went through
that.
And,
yeah.
You know, you really find out who your real
friends are yeah.
because they'll stick by your side. But the other ones, you know, they just don't want to be in the middle of all of it.
Well, and then after, you know, you're single and the spouse moves on, a lot of women and men find that the other couples, you know, they're like, well, you know, the wife maybe doesn't want you hanging out at
right,
the house
right.
because now you're single and it's awkward and it's the whole dynamic of the relationship
to
change. So that could be hard. And, you know, the other thing is a lot of times when people have children,
mm-hmm.
right, I always said, you know, you can move anywhere with young children
right.
and meet people because as those children go to preschool and then to kindergarten and they're in Boy Scouts and Girl Scouts and ballet and Little League and soccer,
mm-hmm.
You're meeting with the parents. You're going on the wonderful school trips. Which,
oh,
you know,
my gosh.
I know. It's like, would you rather be tarred and feathered? Let's be honest. Okay. But you do. You get to meet all the moms,
mm-hmm.
and you create social circles.
It's an easy way,
way
to make friends. I know when my daughter was in Girl Scouts, I mean, we did everything together.
Right, yeah, yeah, exactly. So as people, you know, get older and their children grow and go move on to college, and all of a sudden it's people start to move away, and you find, again, your social circle sometimes can dwindle down to nothing. And so, you know, and there are also other times where people just, you know, they might be involved in a relationship where, and it could be short or long, where maybe the spouse was very controlling.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things, I don't want to say it's abusive, but there are a lot of times in relationships where the male or the female can be very controlling, and they limit the amount of friends you have so that you can't get feedback from those people. And we've seen that happen in a lot of relationships.
Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden, you know, either the man or the woman wakes up and says, oh, my gosh, what have I turned my life into?
Right.
I have no one to reach out to, no one that even realizes that I have absolutely nothing outside life other than
mm-hmm.
my spouse. And they want to start reaching out and meeting new people. So so in just a minute, we're going to talk a little bit about what I call a bare-bones guide on how to make friends. And it's pretty simplistic, and I think anybody can do it, and it's some good suggestions. So we'll be back in just a second.
With the trappings of love, I'll be captured.
That's such a pretty song. That's I'll Be by Edwin McCain. That's a nice song. That's a nice, easy listening song. You're back with the Christian Psychic Cafe. I'm Dr. Ginny, and I'm here with...
Jessica. And you know what? We did a lot of fun things this weekend, and we didn't even talk about it.
We did. We had so much fun. We really did. You know, Saturday is like Girls' Day Out, right?
Yes.
So every Saturday we do
something. And your husband happily lets you go out without him.
He's like, God, get out. No, Saturday is his day to be what I call the weekend yard warrior, you know. And I tell people it's kind of funny because we have plans to go out every Saturday night to dinner. But what happens is my husband spends the weekend like cutting, pruning, scraping, digging, I don't know, you know, all the stuff that needs to be done.
Mm-hmm.
And then what happens is I'll get in from, like, my Saturday afternoon out with the girls, and I'll say, what do you want to go to dinner? And he invariably says, oh, I'm really tired. Can we eat in tonight? It's like every Saturday. So it's kind of this joke that even though he says, we're going to go out to dinner tonight, we never go out to dinner on Saturday nights because he's too exhausted.
Well,
so,
and you've been out all day anyway.
Well,
so.
And I'm fine with it. Yes,
mm-hmm.
And I'm wiped out. We usually go out to lunch. So
yes.
What happens is, Jessica and I take our daughters, because they're all around the same age, and we take them places, whatever we find. And if we can't find something, we do what we call a DU, which stands for Destination Unknown, and we just head in a direction. And so we didn't quite know on Friday what we were going to do.
We had a DU, that's for
sure.
Yeah,
we did. We definitely did. I was trying to come up with something, and I had pulled out my laptop, and we just had agreed to meet at 11 o'clock, and and I had seen this thing on Osama bin Laden's brother's house that had been left abandoned after 9/11.
Which only you could find something bizarre like that.
I don't even know how I found it. It just kind of popped. I mean, it just popped up on my screen. It was. I'm not kidding. Honestly, how would I? Who would look for something like that? So I'm sitting there, and all of a sudden it pops up. I'm like, oh, what's that? And I started reading it, and I found out it was about 40 minutes from the house. Right.
Mm-hmm.
So we piled in the car. And we headed over in that direction, and it's a 12 or 17 acre property.
Oh, it's huge.
On a private lake, and it was massive. It was a mansion. It's, I mean, we're talking like 6,000 plus square feet. If you include all the outhouses, and I don't mean outhouses like bathrooms,
the outer building,
the guest home and all that. It was over like 10,000 square feet, so it was a lot of.
I'm sure it was beautiful at one time. It was very unkept at this point.
Apparently, this belonged to Osama bin Laden's brother, and he had bought it for his wife as a wedding gift.
Mm-hmm.
And what had happened is, right after 9/11, the government went in and took all of the bin Laden family that was scattered really throughout the United States, in Florida and California, majority of them were, and they scooped them out for their safety because they knew stuff was going to happen.
Right.
And they scooped them out, and they left the house abandoned. And then what ended up happening, I guess somebody bought it for like $4 million, and then he defaulted on it.
Oh.
So the place is just sitting there vacant with bullet holes in it, no less, right? So we thought, well, wouldn't it be fun to go over and take a peek? But we unfortunately could not get in.
Well, it was gated.
It was gated,
who puts gates around a mansion? Come on.
People have a mansion.
I know.
You know, people like us. We couldn't get in. There was one way.
Even
we
though we tried.
We did try. But we decided when you need a gun to get into a place, you probably shouldn't be in that place in the first place.
Well, we decided we didn't want to get arrested.
Yeah, because my daughter said, Mom, I'll never get into Harvard. So we decided to bail on that. And then we went to Old Town Winter Garden.
Which I had never been.
You know, I found it on Father's Day because we took my husband through there as we were driving through to the winery that we were taking him to on Father's Day, and it was really cool. So we went there, and they have all these great, you know, it's one of these, like, downtowns. It's like a main street with the cobblestone, and it was really beautiful. And they had boutiques and cool restaurants.
Oh, and they had everything. So many nice restaurants, and all these people ride their bikes on trails through town. To destination restaurants.
Yes. And,
which I thought was, hey, I'd ride a bike if there was a meal at the end of it.
Because we are food motivated.
That is right.
We truly are. We went into, there was the old Winter Garden Hotel that was from the late 1800s, and all the original woodwork, it was beautiful. And we went in, and then we saw a sign that there was this Zagat-rated restaurant back there, and they only seat about a dozen people, and you pay like one price, and then the chef gives you whatever he's serving that night. And and it was pretty, you know, a little bit on the high side.
It was a lot on the high side.
But the neat part was, we just, when you're with females. I always say you can get in anywhere, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we just kind of walked in and said, oh, this place is really cool. And he was in the cook was cooking in the
kitchen. Even though they were closed, they were not opened.
No, they weren't open, but we went in anyway.
Yes, we did.
and he showed us what he was cooking, and he talked to us,
mm-hmm.
and we got to see the little wine cellar, and it was really neat. And we wouldn't have had that experience if we didn't just take it.
Right? All right, right.
And then we went through another building where they had they were graphic artists
yes.
at Disney,
mm-hmm.
right? And we probably shouldn't have been in there either, but we found our way in. So that
we
was
found
really
our way
neat.
In. We found some nice clean bathrooms, which
yeah.
were really
which
nice.
Which is always better than
mm-hmm.
using, you know, the restaurant ones. And so it was really cool. So if anyone ever gets to downtown Winter Garden in Florida, they have this real, and it's on Plant Street, and you wouldn't even know it was there unless you knew it was there.
Yeah, definitely a place you'd want to visit. If you have a bike, bring it with you, and you could ride all these back trails.
All these people were riding. I mean, there were like maybe 100 people.
Oh, my
easy.
Gosh, yeah, people
easy.
With Bicycle Built for Two. There
yeah.
was one mom and her son, which I'd never seen, like an adult bike with a kid's bike
like a
attached.
Caboose. I've seen that a lot.
It was
yeah.
cute.
Yeah. Well, we ride the trails here, and we have a bicycle store right up by the trail, so I've seen them. They have them there.
Oh, really?
People will go there if they need maintenance on their bike while they're on the
mm-hmm.
trails. Bicycling here in Florida is really popular because we have a lot of interconnecting trails that'll go miles and miles and miles.
Oh, yeah.
And miles. So it was kind of neat. And then we saw a house that was built in 1888, which was the original home in Oakland,
mm-hmm.
And it had 6,000 square feet, and it was gorgeous, and it had, you know, the turrets and the...
Oh,
and
very...
That was really
and
beautiful.
All the furnishings, because, of course, we peeked in the windows.
Yeah, it was for sale, and nobody was there, so...
So let's go peek in the windows, but it was
yeah.
all decorated in that time period,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, it was really nice. So this weekend, folks, if you have some time, go on a DU,
mm-hmm.
Destination Unknown. Pile your girlfriends in the car or your guy friends or a mixture of both and just go out, head out for something different and unique, and I bet you'll have a good time. I mean, it's always fun, you know. It's always fun to do something a little bit different. Okay, I'll tell you what we're going to do. We've got another caller on the line. I believe her name is Sophie. Hi, Sophie. You're live with Dr. Jenny. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you, Jenny?
I'm wonderful. Thank you. How can I help you today?
Okay. Well, you had me laughing about the name thing. So here's the thing. I have two, but I prefer one. And all my closest family and friends call me one. So which name should I give you? Not my birth name.
No, give me the one that the people connect, that the people that you care about, that make you, it makes you feel good when they call you. Is it, did you say when?
Yeah. It's actually Sophia.
Okay. And so what do your friends call you? Sophie?
Sophie, yeah, sometimes Sophie, but Sophia mostly.
Okay, got it. Okay, so let's go with Sophia, okay?
Okay, gotcha.
Hi, Sophia.
But I was laughing when you were going through that, and I said, well, maybe it's a good thing she goes through that with each show.
It is, because it's easier for me to connect, and that way I know I'm connecting to your energy and maybe not someone else's, you know? It makes it
absolutely.
Easier for sure. Great.
Well,
so
I have known someone for quite a long time, and his name starts with a P, and he lives overseas, and I wondered if you see us connecting.
He lives
I mean,
overseas.
Not so much by phone. I mean actual physical, because
yes,
the phone thing keeps going. Yeah.
Okay. The phone thing's been going for a while now, and
mm-hmm.
I'm going to say this. I'm not necessarily noticing that P has how do I put this? He doesn't have a close connection to somebody overseas. Whoever he's there with, it's not a close connection, correct?
Correct.
Mm-hmm.
And I think he's leaving that. I don't know. I think it's
right.
not going to work.
Right. That's what I mean. I don't want to say that there's not a connection, but it's not a close connection. It's kind of like, you know how you're still going through the motions? I think
yes.
that's what's going through the motions. So
exactly.
We'll leave it at that. But what I'm going to tell you is that he has planned a trip over here, and I don't know if he's shared this with you.
No, I'm getting ready to talk to him just because he's coming in really loud and clear lately.
Mm-hmm.
And every time I get these really strong things with him, and sometimes
right.
even in dreams where they actually have happened, I've dreamt something that he's been going through and it's actually happened. But this last weekend I was getting really strong. He was like coming in really strong. And so I'm feeling like it's time to connect.
It's absolutely time to connect. And don't be at all surprised if around September, October, he tells you he's planning on some kind of trip.
Okay.
September, October. I don't know why, but I'm even getting a stronger sensation to October as opposed to September.
Okay.
So I would say October. And I think that there's some kind of business connection. Do you know what that might be?
No, I don't. But, you know, someone told me this before about a year ago.
Okay.
That she saw him that way, coming this way eventually with, even she said, a visa offer to him.
Oh, really?
Yeah, a work visa. A work visa.
Okay.
I don't know because the work that he does is where he's been. He loves the work he's doing.
Mm-hmm.
And so I don't know. You know, anything is possible, you know.
You know, that's true. But what I will tell you is that I do see there is some work-related thing that he is considering, and this is what he's thinking about coming over here in conjunction with, of course, seeing you. I will tell you he's not free to do anything yet with you. He's not free to be with you. You understand that, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah. You know, it's just the kind of thing where it's been clear to me his heart's not in there. His connection is, I mean, he's always, you know, very excited to hear about me and my life. But, I'm not the kind of person like to get in there. I wouldn't try to encourage him to do anything one way or another.
Right. Okay.
Everything has to come from him. You know what I'm saying?
Well, you're saying that for two reasons. Number one, you don't want to be the person that is, you don't want him to end who he's with over there to because of you. It has to be because that relationship isn't working, correct?
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. And I understand that, and I know that's why you're taking it that attitude with it. Yet, of course, you're fervently hoping that he will decide to come over here and at least have a visit. I understand you don't want
to. Well, because that's never going to go away. No, but you mean that part's not going to change. I mean, that part is like, you know, it's clear that part doesn't change for him. You know what I mean?
Right, exactly. And I'm going to tell you something. Now, you're extremely intuitive, and I know this. I'm not the only one to have told you that, correct?
Right.
Yeah, okay. And do you use your gift?
Some years ago when it was really, really strong, I was actually helping people with it. Now I'm in school and I've become, you know, quite academic lately. So it's something that, I really don't really have time to think of. I'm drawn to Blog Talk and listening to different readers and different styles. And I want to tell you, I was very, very impressed with you. I haven't been doing anything with it because I'm in school.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well,
and all my
energies
are in my studies.
Right. I do sense a very, I mean, you definitely have the ability to connect with people. And I think, you know, of course you know that, but I will tell you that you have a tremendous amount of compassion. And I think that you hold that back from people sometimes because you suck up those energies sometimes. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah, I think I'm much better at not absorbing people's stuff anymore, and that was partly why I kind of shut it down at one point.
Mm-hmm.
And
I'm
much stronger now where that doesn't quite happen, you know, where I really know what's my stuff and I know what's their stuff.
Good. That's good. And I can sense that with you. I sense that you have the ability to almost be a sponge for that. And if you don't put up your barriers and protect yourself, that could be a problem for you because you do have a tremendous amount of compassion, and you have to know how to use it. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, absolutely, because I'd wind up with people who would come to me all the time with their problems and just load them on and on and on me, and it just, you know, some people who won't, you know, it's hard for them
draining.
Yes, it's very draining, and so I just had to say, you know, just like I would say, well, have you ever thought about this, this, and this, and approach it like that? But, you know, it's like some people are stuck in a cycle, and they, it might take them many, many years to break that cycle. And and then it's just like you when you find yourself repeating the same thing after several months, and it's like the drama doesn't change, you know what I mean? It's the same scenario, you know, just a little different. And you go, well, we went through this like 6 months ago.
Right.
You know? And
exactly.
It's like, oh, my God, you know, I can't believe it, you know. So I just realized people, you know, have to change in their own way, in their own time.
Right.
My daughter's
That's
a psychologist, so I let my daughter, she's a psychologist, so.
Fantastic. Well, and I think she comes by it honestly, because I think had you decided to go into that field, you would have done extremely well, because you have that ability to read people, but the, linked with the compassion makes it a wonderful combination. So God bless
you,
though, for noticing that, because not noticing it could have left you drained and exhausted all the time. So good you recognize that. And like I said, I think that your friend with the P is going to...
If you need his full name, tell me, Ben.
No, I don't think I do. I think I actually have a good idea what it is. But I think that he will be letting you know that he's considering a September-October trip. But more than anything, I see October stronger than September. So look for that, and that way you won't be surprised when he tells you, okay?
Yeah, because it would be quite a surprise, especially, you know, after quite a long time. He hasn't been here. We met here, but he went back, you know, had to go back to his country. It's kind of a long history we have, but the bonds are having, it's like, it was a good lesson. It taught me that time and space do not destroy connections, so...
And that's absolutely true. And what's meant to be is meant to be, and we've often said this, we have to do it in God's time sometimes and not our time frame, because we have one time measure of scale, and he has a complete different one, doesn't he?
Yeah, he sure does.
He sure does.
And it's like he's got eternity,
that.
You know what I'm saying? You're like, here it's like, I don't have eternity, you know?
That's absolutely true. That's a great point. I love that. I may borrow that if you don't mind.
Oh, not at all.
I love that. Well, listen, good luck with that relationship. I know that always I can tell you that relationship in one way or another, in some form or another, will always be active for you, okay? That relationship,
okay.
You will never be without that relationship, okay?
Okay.
You know, a lot of times people ask me the question about soulmates, and I often will say that a soulmate could be a romantic interest, that someone that stays with you, a husband, a wife, but it could also be a friend or somebody that you feel a connection with on a certain level that you'll always gravitate around, they'll always gravitate around you. It's kind of like having two planets that circle each other, you know?
Yes, that's a lovely analogy. I love it. That's true.
Yeah.
And those kind of relationship, it doesn't matter if you don't talk, you know, for a few years. When you do talk, it's like, you know, no time passed, you know.
Exactly. You could pick up, and it's the most wonderful thing. I actually have a friend that I was just telling Jessica about that she knew way back, 25, 29 years ago, she knew her as well. And I said, oh, so-and-so called the other day. And I haven't spoken to her in several years, but it was so nice to hear from her, you know, and it was as if no time had gone by. And it's
exactly.
Those the best relationships, aren't they?
Absolutely. Marvelous. Yeah. Well, thank you so much. And if I might, I will keep you posted.
Yeah, please do let me know. And I'm dying to hear if he's planning his trip for October, okay?
Okay, will do.
All right.
Thank you so much, Dr. Jenny. God bless.
Okay. God bless you, too. That's always great when you have somebody coming from overseas and you don't know when they're coming.
Yeah, I don't know if I'd like that or not.
Well, what I think Sophia didn't say, he's involved with somebody else, but that's not a, it's more of a commitment because it's the status quo and there's no, I don't sense any real energy with that person that he's with over there. So it's really rather when he has to come to terms to decide that he wants to move on with his life.
Right.
But she doesn't want to be the catalyst for him doing that, nor would any woman want to be. Because,
no, of course not.
That he needs to make that decision of his own accord. And then, of course, if something can blossom between the two of them, even all the better.
Right,
but
right.
I see that he's planning on September, October. I'm pretty sure October. I don't know why, but I'm pretty sure October. Yeah, looks like when it's going to happen. We'll be right back.
Good about their lives.
Yeah, it's a blast.
I don't do that.
You do help people. You do. Every rubber cone that you have placed. No, stop. You do help people. You help people in
different
ways.
Well, you know what? I think everybody gets to a point in their life where they feel like they should be doing something to help people, you know?
I totally agree. It's something that I talk to people a lot about, that they want to... They reach a point in their life where they want to do something that's
right.
important.
You feel like
fulfilling.
You're making
that's
a difference,
back.
Right?
Yeah, exactly, and I know. I'm happy. I'm very happy and very blessed to be able to do what I do. And I really really prayed for this. And I know we talked about it that I always wanted to do something that where I could help people. That you know, and when I decided to get out of the corporate world and just do this privately, you know, I had my concerns.
Oh, sure,
you know?
Sure.
But it's gone very, very well, and I so appreciate my clients. I cannot begin to tell you. They're just great
people.
Well,
and you've helped so many people.
And you know what? I get just as much from them as they give to me, as I give to them.
Right.
It's pretty awesome. I see that Susie has now joined our chat room.
Where have you been, Susie?
Susie, where have you been? We missed you. We're so glad you're back in the chat room. She usually is in our chat room. She's our chat room mom, and she's there to help everybody out and make sure they're comfortable, and she kind of pushes them to ask questions and answers questions sometimes, too. So we're really glad that she's in there. We also see Mary Lou Who is in our chat room, and I just like her name. She's been in there a few times.
Yes, she has.
And I really like her name. Her name is Mary Lou Who, so I like
that.
Welcome.
What's the movie with the Who's? From Whoville?
From Whoville. That's Dr. Seuss.
Dr. Seuss, The Grinch Stole
Christmas. The Grinch
Christmas.
Stole Christmas,
yes.
Which I got to see that at Universal Studios. I know. I mean, my children, it was like just 2 years ago when we went, and we went on all the little, you know, Dr. Seuss.
I love that ride.
You're never too old for that. It's so great.
No,
so
I
wonderful.
Love theme parks. They're my favorite thing, other than roller coasters.
Well, I don't like roller coasters either. But.
Yeah, but you know people go to theme parks just for roller coasters?
Yeah, but I'd get sick, and then everyone would hate me because I'd be, like, vomiting on them. So I'm figuring out how to make friends.
Yeah, vomit on somebody. That's an opener.
I wanted to talk about some basic steps that are simplistic, but, you know, they're very easy, and each point, can have additional points, but folks who are struggling with their social lives, you know, sometimes there are just a few things that you need to do. So one of my bare-bones guides to how to make friends is, number one, draw on your current contacts. Now, of course, this isn't going to apply. This particular suggestion will not apply to people in a new area or people who don't know anyone. But if you have some seeds of a social life around you, you don't have to go out and meet 10 new strangers. Sometimes it's easier just to turn to existing contacts and then turn them into full-fledged friends, you know. There's probably a handful of people that most people, again, with those other people that we just excluded, that they already know who could end up becoming part of your new social circle. People that you're friendly with that you run into each other but who you probably don't see otherwise. People at work or people in classes who you might get along with. You know, sometimes it just takes one of the people to say, you know, I remember when my girls were small and they'd go to school and they'd come home and say, oh, I made a new friend. And I'd say, oh, what's their name? And she'd say, I remember my youngest said, oh, her name's Stephanie. I said, oh, I said, you're friends now? She said, yeah. I said, do you want to be my friend? And she said, yeah, you know. I mean,
wouldn't it be nice if it was that easy?
But, you know, it really is that easy. I mean, we're not going to go up to somebody
knock
and say,
on their door, hello, be my friend.
Because then you seem challenged
yourself. And then they go,
yes.
Goodbye.
Please go away. No, but you know what? I'll give you a perfect example. Remember my trainer over at LA Fitness?
Mm-hmm.
Maria, she said to me, she was my trainer, and we got along. Of course, she was always yelling at me to work out.
Those are the best friends.
So, but you know, we got talking, and next thing you know, we were all meeting. When you came along, we all brought our kids, and we started going to the movies and going out and hanging out, and she's become part of our social circle.
Yes, she has. She's great.
Yeah, and so, you know, that was somebody that...
And you don't expect to meet somebody at working out. I would never think, go work out and meet somebody. Actually, I've thought... Meeting men there might be a good idea.
I think meeting men at the gym is a great idea because...
But then you're all sweaty.
Yeah, but if a guy... this is my theory. If a guy likes you at your worst, oh, my gosh, then how good is it going to be when you're at your best,
that's
right?
That's true.
So, you know, you've got all pretenses are gone. You're
so
sweating,
put your hair
you're
up
exhausted,
and
you're huffing,
wear your
you're puffing.
Ugliest sweats.
Well,
they would have
go on with holes, you know. And then when they start asking you out, then you know, this guy's really going to be into me when I look good.
Something's wrong with him.
That's terrible. Oh, my goodness. Okay. So how about people, you know, even this one. We did this. We became friends with the guy we get our coffee from. We used to go every Wednesday night to Borders. For coffee, and of course we can't do that now. One, because we have the show, and two, Borders closed. So, but we used to go see Johnny, and he is such a nice guy. And I don't know if I should say this on the air. Should I say?
Probably not.
I probably won't. Johnny's a really nice guy. Johnny has a lot of friends.
Johnny has a lot of friends. He's very popular,
and he's a wonderful guy, and I really, really like him. And we kind of hit it off with him. And we went to see a play he was producing, but you know what? It was just because he was serving coffee at the time, right?
Right, right.
And
we just talked to him every time we went and found out more about him, and he asked us about our lives. And just kind of snowballed from
there. So these are ways, and I'm not suggesting that you run out and get a trainer at LA Fitness or you go for coffee at Barnes & Noble, although you can do those things.
Sure.
But what I'm trying to say is take advantage of everyday opportunities. You know, they say that life happens on your journey, okay? And what that means is, you know, we all have these things in mind that we want to acquire in our life. We either want to have a great job, we want to have a great house, we want to have a fulfilling life.
Mm-hmm.
And the way we do that is we set certain goals for ourselves. And I think that you have to go for those goals. And so many times when I hear people are looking to make friends or meet the perfect mate, I say to them, live your best life, be your best you, and that will come. Because these are the type of things that happen when you live. So had I not had any friends,
mm-hmm.
okay, and I was here, I would still go to LA Fitness and bitch and complain the entire time that I hate working out. And I would still go for coffee because
mm-hmm.
that's the most important thing in my life, okay? And so when you do these things, you do acquire friends. And I know a lot of people have been through some awful things in their life, okay, and they're worried that their past history can follow them around.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't follow you around. You are not the person that other people identify you as being from your old life. This is your new life. Make it your new life. Make tomorrow be your new life. And this is the first day in your new life. And you're going to start meeting people. And acquaintances can certainly become friends, can't they?
Yes, you know? They can.
I mean, they really can. And you know, sometimes we have friends that we've lost contact with. Facebook is a great way to
catch up with quite a few of my friends from high school.
Yeah, you were saying that a couple of weeks ago, you know. And one of them just died, right?
I know, which was sad. I mean, a lot of these girls, you know, we're all obviously the same age, and to hear that one of us died just doesn't even seem possible.
It's always so hard because we're immortal, aren't we?
Well, I am.
I am. I know I am. I'm not going anywhere. Let's talk about getting out to meet some new people. When you're in a relationship with somebody and then all of a sudden you're no longer in a relationship with a person and all your friends were associated with that relationship, sometimes everyone seems to jump ship and they all go with that person. So, you know, I think one of the easiest things to do is to maybe go out and interact on a day-to-day basis, whether it be work or school. Well, those are the two big ones. But meeting one or two people that you can start socializing with, because then see, this is what happens. As you start to socialize with them, you start to be brought into their social circle. So, oddly enough, you may not become good friends with them, but you may become good friends with somebody you meet within their social circle. Your son's a big one for that, your eldest son.
Yes.
I know that he started dating somebody
mm-hmm.
years ago because he's no longer, you know, with her, but he's with this wonderful girl who I absolutely adore.
The friends he gained
from that one relationship.
From that relationship. He is still, I mean, to this day, he has so many friends from
that
relationship.
And I hope you don't mind that I brought that up. It stuck out in my mind because I remember.
Well, I'm thinking, who are you talking about? But
that just sticks. I remember when we had talked about that a long time
mm-hmm.
ago. I thought, you know, isn't that amazing how one person can make such a tremendous difference in someone's life? Not that your son didn't have a lot of friends, but I know that the friends that he acquired through that one relationship that he had with that one girl have been. They've always been in the picture.
Well, yeah,
too.
I mean,
and
one
great guy.
One became a roommate for years.
Yeah.
I mean, it's one of his best friends.
Yeah, exactly.
And it was from her.
Yeah. See, so what I'm saying is, you know, put yourself on a limb. Look, if you don't have a lot of friends right now, you've got nothing to lose. What's the worst that happens? You go out, maybe you meet somebody, and you say, hey, you know, I don't know many people around here, or I'm new to the area, or I kind of just went through a divorce, and it seems, you know, I don't have a whole lot of friends.
Mm-hmm.
Would you like to go out for a cup of coffee? Would you like to grab lunch someday? Would you like to catch a movie sometime, you know? People are a lot more open to that than you think, okay? And as you slowly start to become embraced into their social circle, you will increase your social circle. You know, I remember years ago, you introduced me, Jessica, to one of your friends, Linda.
Yes, Linda.
Remember?
Yes,
I did.
She was at my wedding. She was one of my best friends.
Yeah.
And then you guys got to know each other.
And we became great friends.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, because you
got
married.
Well, then, of course, I became the married person. You all went off and partied.
We were living the single life.
Left me in the dust.
We we did, and I didn't know her from Adam,
mm-hmm.
But I met her through you, yeah. And then we started going out because we did a lot of dancing, you know. It was
and you guys were single, and I was married.
Yeah, so we remained great friends until she and I got married, and we've kind of drifted apart. I've been
Well, plus moving.
Moved halfway across the country. But so what I'm saying is, there's great ways to do that. Another way to do that is hobbies. Or in communities where you naturally meet a lot of people. You know, I've often talked on this show about something called meetup.com. And meetup.com is a great place to find different hobbies that you might be interested in and go to a group that's doing it. It generally doesn't cost anything. You can get out there and just meet some people who maybe have a general interest. We did something the other night. Do you remember?
What?
We were out of... What night was it? I don't remember what it was. I know my children were making me crazy, and every parent's been out there.
Was it Monday? No.
Tuesday?
No, it was Sunday. Sunday.
I just know that my children, I love them so much, but I said to my husband, I got to get out. And I called you, and I said, let's go for coffee. And so we started out, and we realized it was July 3rd, mm-hmm. so that when we went by the town center, there was like this whole celebration thing. So we went on further. Long story short, the places we were going for coffee were all closed because it ended up being Sunday
mm-hmm.
night. And then we drove by the Highline?
Highline.
Highline.
Mm-hmm. And we're like, let's go in there.
Because everybody
there were, six cars in the parking lot?
So we thought, let's go in and check it out. So we went in, and we started, and they had a poker thing going
mm-hmm.
on. And it turns out that they have this free poker night.
Yeah, for beginners, whatever.
Intermediate and advanced. And so they said, we're just finishing up. Give us 10 minutes. So we waited, and then the guy who ran it came over, and he said, we run these. We run them here. We run them at Pretzels and a couple other places
mm-hmm.
in town and at the dog track. And he said, by the way, the dog track one is really nice. You've got great poker. And I said, I'm not really good at it. I just like to play, and I'd like to get better at it because I just
mm-hmm.
think it's fun. And you said the same thing. And
yeah.
so he said, come. We'll put you at a beginner table. We'll teach you the ropes. The people are great. And he said,
and you can win prizes.
And
that caught my attention.
Yeah, they have like every month a $500 American Express
mm-hmm.
gift card. And there's no fee to do it, and it's just for fun.
Sounded like fun.
And we said, sign us up. We want to do this. And so you know what? Here's just one other way where you can meet people. And I know we're going to meet people.
Right.
You know us.
Right.
We'll meet people, and then we'll giggle. But
as they make fun of us because we don't know what we're doing.
Yeah, because I need that little cheat sheet that tells you which hand beats the other hand, because I'm really not a good card player. But I like to play, and I would like to not be the one that loses everything at the table, you know, because...
Yeah.
You know, I'm always the one.
Well, considering you're not putting your own money in, it won't be as heartbreaking.
Well, it's going to be fun. It's just going to be fun,
mm-hmm.
right? I'm looking forward to it. I think it's a good idea. Well, I'll tell you what. Our lines are open. Give us a call at 323-679-0882. 323-679-0882. And we are going to go live to George, who has been very patiently waiting. Hi, George. How are you?
I'm doing good, Dr. Jenny. How are you doing?
I'm doing fabulous, thank you. I hope we didn't go off on a tangent tonight talking about things that are not interesting.
Not at all. Hi, Miss Jessica.
Good.
How are you?
Good. I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Absolutely exhausted, but other than that, I'm doing fine.
Are you exhausted because you're working hard?
Absolutely. I work too many hours, and that was one of my big questions I had for you this evening was, when is my business going to sell so I can take a break?
I'll tell you what. I'm taking a look here, and I know that you've called in before. And I'm going to tell you that I see your business is going to sell round about October, this coming October, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And I think I've seen that for a while. And correct me if I'm wrong. Did I give you the same month last time or roundabout?
You did.
Okay. Yeah.
I was wondering if everything was still in line.
Right now, I feel like it is. I think that the number that you have it up for sale at your business up for sale, for whatever reason, I'm sensing it's still a little bit high. But if you wait, you won't have to take too much less than that, but you are going to have to take less, you know. And
yes.
I'm assuming I'd mentioned that to you last time as well, correct?
Yeah, I actually have a number in mind that's lower than what I'm asking. I have a gentleman that approached me last week about it. He seems pretty interested, but you never really know.
Okay. Well, let me take a look here. Well, there is somebody who's definitely interested, but I'm seeing there's trouble getting funding.
That seems to be a big problem these days. I mean, the banks don't want to give money unless you have a lot to back it.
Well, it's the new era of loaning money, and it's not the way it used to be, is it, George? We know this to
be
true.
No, it's not.
Unfortunately, I do see that he's having trouble getting funding. But you know what else I want to tell you? I do see that Business for You has been it's been okay, hasn't it? Been a little more consistent.
It has been really busy lately.
Okay, so isn't that a good thing? As I recall, again, correct me if I'm wrong here. Didn't I tell you if you held on to it for a little bit longer, you'd be able to get the little bit more money that you were hoping for?
Yes.
Okay. All right. So I'm still seeing that, and I'm going to suggest that you continue to hold on to it and continue to put your blood, sweat, and tears into it, because I believe it's going to be a positive thing for you.
I drew myself a picture here. I'm not a very good drawer, but I drew a picture of a candle, and I'm burning it at both ends right now, I feel.
You know what?
I don't know what ends up some days.
It's so hard sometimes when you feel like you're giving, you're working so hard, and you just want to see the fruits of that labor, and it can be really frustrating sometimes. But, you know, George, you've had really great times in your life, and you've had really hard times in your life. And I'm going to say this to you. Right now you've got a good business. You've got respect. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Okay. I'm going to say you're in a pretty good spot right now, and I know you're looking to change your location for lots of different reasons, but I'm feeling that you're in a pretty good place right now, so don't be too quick to give it up, okay? It is going to change, and it is going to sell.
Like I tell everybody, the business is for sale. I don't want to give it away because of all the blood, sweat, and tears my girlfriend and I have put in it over the past umpteen years. And when the time's right, and you said a little bit earlier that it's not going to be on my time, it'll be on his time, but when the time's right, it'll sell.
And it will sell. And, you know, one of the things that's really important for you is you have to be, you had to heal as an individual.
Yes.
And I think a lot of healing has taken place. Would you agree with me? Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And once I'm out of here, I'll be in my final stages of doing that once I'm able to, let's say, just tell my story. You know what I mean?
And you will be able to. I know. I know. You want to tell your story desperately because it's one of those stories that need to be told. It's... you know, I don't want to step out on a limb too far here, but I will say this, and I don't want to compare the two, but I will say this. There are times, like in the Casey Anthony case, people see one thing, and what they don't see is so powerful, and if they only knew the truth, but if they only knew that sometimes people can't speak the truth because there are things they're more fearful of. And,
you know, I learned an awful lot. I watched part of that trial, but I didn't watch enough to form an opinion.
Mm-hmm.
But I see my customers come in, and they saw bits and pieces, and everybody wants to be really quick to judge.
Yeah.
And I really understand what I went through. I really understand now watching that trial and see how people reacted to her, because if you don't know both sides of the story, you can't really form an opinion.
And isn't it interesting how that helped you heal in a way too?
It did. I mean, I learned an awful lot by it. I wish I would have watched it from the very beginning, but
right.
I only caught bits and pieces of it on my day off.
But you know, you caught enough to make that point to yourself that you do see how sometimes when people aren't devoting, you know, their every waking
right.
moment to a subject, how it could, how you do draw an opinion. And I'm telling you, there was a lynch mob out there. and there is all over the country right now, you know.
Really, all you have to do is say, so so-and-so did something, and there's plenty of people that want to listen and just dwell on that drama, and you're guilty from the get-go.
Mm-hmm. Exactly, exactly. There's unfortunately too many people who want to get you when you're down, and not enough people who want to help prop you up when things are going great, you know?
Is that where the misery loves company comes from?
I think it could be. I think
no, I'm always one that I'll help anybody, and I don't really expect anything in return, but sometimes it is nice just for somebody to just say thank you, and that means the world to me for someone to say that.
Isn't it
true?
Times
are changing.
Yeah. You know what? It's true. I know even myself sometimes. I got a lovely email today from a client I had spoken to, and it meant so much to me for her to have taken the time after we spoke to send that email. It was very touching to me, and it's amazing just to hear those words sometimes. It can really elevate you. It really can.
Absolutely is.
George, thanks so much for calling in. Don't worry, your business is going to sell, but like I said, I saw things increasing, and they are. I saw some healing needed to take place, and it is. So what I'm going to say is keep fighting the good fight, and I think what you're going to find is exactly what you were hoping for is going to take place, but in God's time, not your time.
Exactly. All right, thank you for taking the time out to talk to me, you and Miss Jessica both.
Okay, well, thank you.
Thank you.
You have a good night, George.
Have a good night. Thanks.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.
He's such a nice man.
Yeah, how sweet.
He's a really nice guy. I'll just say he's from everyone's up north from us in Florida. but he's a great guy, and he's had some – one day he's going to write his story, and when
mm-hmm.
he writes his story and people read it, it'll knock their socks off what that poor man has been
really?
Through. And he is such a courageous man and such a strong man. And it's amazing that he has had the fortitude to be where he is today, and now things are going to go very, very well for him. But a lesser man would not have survived what this poor man went through, and I would not be comfortable revealing it to people, only to say that he had to go through a harrowing experience and an experience where people really blamed him for something that never happened,
mm-hmm.
and he was taken advantage of by a person and by the system. It was eventually found out and everything was okay, but he lost many years of his life.
Wow.
I'll just say that. It really is. So, hey, we've got a few lines open, and we've got a couple of callers on the line. We're going to get to them now, but the number's 323-679-0882. We'll be right back.
Ever had, make it all better when I'm feeling sad. Tell me that I'm special even when I know I'm not. Make it feel good when I hurt so bad, barely getting mad. I'm so glad I found you. I love being around you. You make it easy. It's easy as 1, 2, 1. There's only one thing to do. 3 words for you. One way to say those 3 words, and that's what I'll do. I love you. Give me more love from the very start. Piece it back together when I fall apart. Tell me things you never even tell your closest friends. Make it feel good when I hurt so bad. Best that I've had. I'm so glad I found you. I love being around you. You make it easy. It's easy as 1, 2, 1. There's only one thing to do. 3 words for you. I love you. There's only one way to say those 3 words. And that's what I'll do. I love you.
with the Christian Psychic Cafe. I'm Dr. Jenny. I'm here with Jessica, and we are talking to folks, doing some mini angel readings, and we're talking about how to meet friends and how to keep friends.
How about if I pay someone?
Pay someone to be your friend?
Be my friend. I'll pay you $10.
I think that falls under a different heading, and I don't think it's fun. I don't think that's probably a good idea. Don't pay someone. I love it. I think one of the best ways to make friends is to invite potential friends to do something. So, okay, talk about the instances where we've met people, going to the poker thing, going to LA Fitness, going to Borders. Once you've met someone you get along with and you're talking with them and they're a quote-unquote acquaintance, this probably is the most important step in my experience. You can meet all the people you want, and they can think you're great, and you can think they're great, but if you don't take any action to do something with them in the future, then you won't form many new relationships. And people will stay pretty stuck. This seems to be the basic thing that creates lonelier people, because they often hit a wall here. There may be someone that you joke with at work, or you chat with in one of your classes, or you're even talking to at LA Fitness, but they won't take the step of inviting them out and creating a relationship to the next level. So if you're on the shyer side, you might be a little hesitant to invite people to go out or to do something. But even though it's a little scary at first and there's some risk of rejection, it's fairly easy to get used to it. I don't mean the rejection. I mean the process.
As I say, sorry, I don't need any more friends.
Go away, you loser. No, that's not what they say. What if the trainer at LA Fitness had said to me, "Hey, do you want to take the kids and, you know, I know your kids are the same age as mine, go to a movie sometime. They'd probably like that." I could have said no. Why would I say no?
Right.
But the
whole point is, if you're getting along and you like each other, why would you not at least try to hang out together?
Right, and you know, you may go out with some of these people and say, okay, you know, you're fun, but, you know,
not my cup of tea.
Outside of this setting, you're not, I don't find that we're communicating.
Right.
Well, that's okay. So you don't, you know, the next time maybe they say, hey, you want to go? You say, no, you know, I'm busy or whatever. But and I mean that in a nice way. You know, say, well, I can't. You're not going to say, I don't feel like I communicate with you. You don't want to hurt somebody, just like you wouldn't want your feelings hurt. And the rule of thumb is you give it 2 tries. Right? That's the rule of thumb. You invite somebody, if they can't that time, you maybe invite them again. If they shoot you down again the next time,
then
the ball's in their court to ask you to do something, and you move on to somebody else. But you know what? Don't worry about the risk of rejection, because the truth is, it's easier to ask somebody to do something than to sit home all alone on a Friday or Saturday night. That's the truth. And make a habit of getting people's contact information. There have been plenty of times where I've met somebody I get along with and would have liked to maybe talk to them or ask some questions or even on a business level talk to them. But I only saw them maybe a handful of times and I don't have any of their information, their contact information. So make sure you get somebody's email address or phone number, cell phone number. So you can even say, hey, you know, this is so-and-so from I don't know, the ice cream
shop. Well,
and
you can always
text
them. That's always a non-confrontational way.
And no rejection. That's
right.
A very good point. Mm-hmm. That's a nice way to do it, you know.
I like texting.
As a matter of fact, we belong to a parent. We belong to a lot now, don't we?
We do.
We're kind of busy.
That's why I'm tired.
I know. I'm cranking off to sleep. We belong to a paranormal group as well. Rip Hunters. RIP Hunters. And we haven't been very active with them.
We haven't. I feel bad about that.
Because we've been very, very busy. I know. I know, me too. I know.
And
we've just been
so
busy.
So many fun things going on. And
oh, I know.
Neither of us have had time.
No. And it's sad. It's sad. We've just been really, really busy. But we met people through that.
Yes.
And then even Saturday when we were in the restaurant, where were we with the kids? At that
In Winter Garden.
Yeah,
the restaurant.
We were sitting there and only a way that I probably can do it, I said to the waitress, so tell us what's special about this place. But, you know, I was serious. Tell me what's special about this town. I said, because I've not really been here except to eat one time before. And she said, wow, you know, there's this neat little museum down the street, and it's got a – oh, we did that too. And it's got a train, and you can go into the museum. And she said, by the way, it's all free. And anyone who knows me, I'm like the most frugal person in the world. So free is my word. When you say free, it's like little stars go off in my eyes.
We do
a lot
of free things.
We do a lot of free things. Well, I like free because I'm frugal.
I like free too.
You know? I was talking to somebody today, and I was telling them how – When my children were smaller, I used to buy their clothes too big so they could, quote, unquote, grow into
them.
I
remember that. I remember your daughter wearing flip-flops that were, like, five sizes too big for her.
Today, I couldn't get away with that because they would kill
me.
They'd be like, no, Mom, I'm not wearing that. That's out of the question. And I remember when they started buying clothes that actually were their size, and I'd be like, well, that's too small. And they'd be like, but it fits. And I remember one time you were with me, you were like, that's the size they should be wearing. I'm like, no, they're going to need growing room, you know?
Yeah, once they stopped growing.
Yeah, I know. Well, I've stopped doing
apparently
that.
You thought they were going to be like the Jolly Green Giant.
I don't know. I'm very frugal, so I'm a very frugal person. It's in my nature, so I do like free things. But we were in this restaurant, and I said to the woman, so tell me, what's great? What's good to do here? What's new? And so she started rattling stuff off, and I don't know how it came up.
Because we were saying, any good ghost stories around here.
Yeah. And then she started telling us about experiences.
Mm-hmm. And she had an experience in that restaurant. She said apparently she's sensitive to spirits,
mm-hmm.
and she could just feel them rushing by in this restaurant. They opened, apparently this restaurant had been separated by a wall, and they opened up the wall, and after that she said she could just feel it. She said she could tell that there's spirits, active spirits there. So we're like, wow. And
yeah.
I said to you, amazing how many people are sensitive to that kind of stuff.
Right.
Which I am totally not.
Right, yeah.
You know, unless you knock something in off the wall on my head.
You know, well, she had said that there were several patrons in the restaurant who had noticed it, too,
who
felt there was activity in the building. And she said, you know, I hadn't said anything, but she heard people calling names out, her name out.
Yeah,
it's pretty amazing. But just through that, we suggested that she call the RIP Hunters group and go to their meetup and meet with them. And
she was so excited about it.
Yeah, she was, I mean, like a little kid, wasn't
mm-hmm.
she? You could tell she was really excited. So guess what? Another opportunity to make another new friend, right?
Yep.
So there's lots of opportunities out there, folks. You need to go out there, and you need to put yourself out there just a little bit, and you'll find that you can make friends, too. It's a pretty easy thing to do if you just set your mind to doing it. Okay, we're going to get on now with Elizabeth. Hi, Elizabeth. You're on live with Dr. Ginny.
Hi, Dr. Ginny.
Hi.
Hello?
How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
Great.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
Okay, my question is, do I have any angels? And can you tell me anything about them? And are there any family members that could contact me?
Okay, well, the first thing I want to tell you is I generally don't do people who have crossed over on the mini readings because
mm-hmm.
when I do connect, it's obviously very exhausting for me. And so I need a little bit more time to do that, okay? So I can't do that for you, but I can tell you the two angels that I see around you right now, and I think I'm not the only one who has told you this. You know that Raphael is around you. Is this correct?
I don't know. I've never had anybody tell me about my angels.
Really? Well, I can tell you right now you have both Archangel Gabriel and Raphael that surround you. And I can tell you that Raphael, in particular, I don't know what you know about angels. Angels are not gender specific, okay? A lot of people think they are, and they think that, you know, they're either men or women, but they're really not gender specific because they were never living human beings, okay? And somebody actually had asked one day, and I kind of had asked, and the answer that came back was that they didn't need to be gender-specific because they don't procreate. And I
think
that
we talked to Father Bob about that.
Yeah, it was kind of interesting. But Raphael is, it means God heals, and I refer to him as a he, but he's one of the seven angels who have dominion over the earth. And Raphael is dedicated to healing, and so he's always, I see him surrounding you. And I also see for you, like I said, is Gabriel. And it's kind of interesting because it's funny that you know, you sense that they're there, correct?
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, I called to them. I had a health issue.
Mm-hmm.
I nearly died in January, and I went through cancer treatment, and they just told me I was healed or cured the beginning of June. And I did call upon the angels to help me in St. Anthony. I mean, I was very, very ill, and now I'm cured, basically.
Amen.
Maybe that's why he's around me.
I was just going to say, he is, Archangel Raphael is dedicated to healing. I mean, this is what he does, and he'll supply the energy needed to overcome health challenges or other challenges as well in your life. So he can heal not only your health, but also relationships. He's pretty amazing. So you called upon him, and he came, and he did what he needed to do. And I'm going to tell you something. That's what a lot of people don't recognize is angels are there to help us, but we have to request their assistance. And that was the one thing that I had trouble understanding, because I thought that the angels were always there to help us either way. But it is my understanding that we need to request their help. And all you have to do is say, you know, angels, I know you surround me. Please, I need help with X, Y, Z, and they are there to help you. Now, also you have Gabriel by you. And an Archangel Gabriel, he's the one who stands in the presence of God, and he's one of the two highest-ranking angels. And he's kind of a messenger, okay? So he's often associated with people who need to feel a spiritual knowledge, a oneness, and also they need to feel loved. And I'm going to ask you this question, and I don't know how you feel about it, but did you feel that you needed to be loved during this time? Did you feel like you were lacking some support at work, maybe?
Oh, yes. I've lost almost my best friend, my mother, my husband, all within the last 6 years. They've all passed away. And my mother-in-law, they've all passed away. And so when my illness came on, I was pretty much alone.
Right. And so this is why Gabriel came to you, because he reminds everybody of the importance not only of themselves but in loving one another, and he encourages unity and oneness. So I'm going to say he brings mercy, he brings change, he brings transformation. For you, he let you know that you weren't alone, okay? And he has this amazing ability to bring joy and reveal truths. And I think what you realize now is that you have a full life to live now. You realize that, right? You're healed.
Right. Yes.
Okay. So you know what? Now's your time, because you have, you know, you say you've lost everyone. I would say they're not lost. They're just on another plane right now, right? They're on another plane right now. And even though your relationship with them isn't quite the same as it was before, because you can't sit down and have a cup of tea with them and chat, you know what I'm saying? But they're still there. Okay? And my suggestion is now, and maybe it's great that you tuned into the show tonight, because I think it's time for you to start now creating a larger social circle for yourself, because you've got to get back to the business of living, don't you?
Yes, I do.
Yes, you do.
Yes.
And so this was maybe a blessing. Let me ask you a question. Is this the first time you've tuned into our show?
Yes, it is.
Isn't that amazing? Isn't that amazing how sometimes we're guided to things? And so maybe you were the person that this message was most important that it get delivered to tonight, because it is time. You know, you've got a full life ahead of you, and the people that were in your life, although they're still there, they're there in a different capacity now. And so it's time to increase your social circle, because you've got a lot of living to do. Sounds like a plan, doesn't it?
Yes, it does.
Yeah,
well,
you're
where to begin?
You know, I'll tell you a great place to begin. Tomorrow morning, I don't know what your plans are, but see if it could be a plan to reach out to somebody or to create a situation where in the future you can reach out to somebody and maybe ask them if they would like to do something, you know, and it doesn't have to be anything major. I sense that you had a hobby, but that you've kind of let it go. What is your hobby?
I have various hobbies. I like to do a lot of crafts. I do stained glass and thread work and crocheting and fancy crocheting.
The crocheting is what I'm getting, because I was here showing Jessica the knitting needles. I don't know why. I don't have knitting needles. They were imaginary knitting needles, so I probably just look crazy sitting here doing this man. But that's what I was envisioning. So I'm going to say to you that you need to get involved in a group that is involved in doing this, and and then start to create a social life through those activities. But specifically, for some reason, I see crocheting. Have you ever done crocheting for a nonprofit organization?
No. But I do give, when I make things, I give them away. That's what I was doing when I went through my chemo. I would crochet real fancy doilies and give them away.
Yeah. And that's a wonderful idea. And you know what you might want to do is you might want to contact you use the computer because you wouldn't have found me. So I would suggest that you go on there to meetup.com and find a group that that you can maybe join that does knitting or crocheting. I think some of the children's hospitals could
use, that's a good idea.
Yeah. Can use those very much, especially for the preemies to keep their little heads warm, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So I would look into that. But tomorrow is the day where the sun's coming out, and you have a chance to really start living life because you've been blessed. You've been given a second chance, and I want you to grab it with gusto and move forward. Okay.
Okay.
All right.
That's great.
Well, thank you so much for calling in tonight.
Thank you, Dr. Jenny.
You're welcome. Bye-bye. Isn't that awesome?
Yeah, yeah.
That's so cool. It's I just love that. You know, it's, I always say there's coincidence, but then it's not coincidence that she should find the show for the first time. We're talking about friendship.
Yep.
She's lost a lot of people that she loves on this earth, even though they're available
right.
on another plane. And those two angels that I saw surrounding her are so befitting for her situation. So amen to her, and that's a nice little miracle. Isn't that nice? Oh, that made me happy. Okay, I'll tell you what. We'll be right back after this song that Jessica doesn't like.
I go out walking after midnight. Midnight searching for you. I walk for miles along the highway. Well, that's just my way of saying I love you. I'm always walking after midnight searching for you. I stop to see
Jenny had to run out really quickly, so I am going to read some fun facts because I figured I would just take over the show myself. We were reading fun facts last week, and I only got to read a couple, so I felt very left out. So let me see. Let me find one that I thought was kind of cool, And I don't know if anybody knows this, but Antarctica is the only continent without reptiles or snakes. Who would have known that Antarctica didn't have snakes? Because, oh, here's Dr. Jenny. I only got to read one fun fact. Congrats.
I'm sorry, I was quick. All I can say.
Did you know that Antarctica is the only continent without reptiles or snakes?
No, I did not know
that. See how fascinating is that?
I did not know that. I just knew that I better drink next a little less coffee next week before we do the show. I also know that in Egyptian times, they used stones as pillows.
How not comfortable.
Now, well, I'm thinking that the chiropractors were really successful. Right? Doesn't that make sense?
I mean, maybe that's where chiropractors came about.
You think so? Did you also know that one in every four Americans has appeared on TV?
What? That's impossible.
Well, that's what it says.
Okay, well, that I don't believe. Oh. I've never appeared on TV.
Did you know that the state of Florida is bigger than England?
No way.
How about this?
Oh, can I talk in an English accent now?
Oh, wait, yes.
Hello.
We were going to, okay, everybody, okay. We were going to do the show in an English accent tonight just because we thought it would be fun, and we don't ever have any other reason to use English accent.
And I just wanted to say hello.
This all started while we were watching, my daughters and I were watching an episode of Reba,
mm-hmm.
where she was reading to Reba because she was she had
right.
eye surgery, and she was reading from Oliver Twist and mm-hmm. said, Lisa, may I have some more? And it was just, this went
and
on and
to
on.
Us, it's hilarious, and I'm sure everybody else
Everyone's
thinks
thinking,
we're insane.
Please just do a reading for us. We don't want to hear anymore. So without further ado, I'm going to go ahead and talk to Mary Lou. Hey, without further ado, it's Mary Lou. Hi, Mary Lou.
Hi, Dr. Jenny.
How are you doing tonight?
I'm fantastic.
Cool.
I've talked to you once before. I'm from New Orleans.
Oh, great.
You remember talking to me?
I would like to say that I do,
but
I don't.
Okay.
I'm sorry, honey.
Okay. My question is just a general anything that Spirit has for me that will help my journey.
Okay. Let me take a look here. Mary Lou from, you said New Orleans, right?
Yeah.
New Orleans. Mary Lou from New Orleans.
You gave me a long private reading, not a blog talk reading.
Ah, that's why. Okay, well, in that case, then I sort of do remember you. I thought that you had meant that I had done a reading for you on...
No, I've never gotten a blog talk reading.
Okay, good. Well, now I feel much better because I wasn't connecting, but yes, I do remember now. What I'm going to tell you that I see is... And I don't know why this is showing up right now, but it's telling me you need to be brave. Do you know why that is?
Not sure.
I'm not sure either, but I'm being told that you need to be brave and that you have to look deeper into a certain situation that's confronting you right now in your life. There's something going on. There's also a job situation, and I want to get to that in a minute, but I want to ask you this. I see that your job situation is, hold on, okay, your job situation is kind of up in the air right now. You've got a current job, is this correct?
No, I freelance, and I have a present freelance assignment I'm working on, but I
okay,
just go from assignment to assignment.
Okay, is this in photography?
Yes.
Okay, What I'm sensing is there's a job. Did you just recently bid a job?
I'm working on the project that's almost over and it's
okay.
expanding.
Okay. I'm going to tell you that because I saw you as working on this now, and then I thought you said you weren't, but that's I see you. Whatever you're doing right now is going to expand for you. When I say I see you doing something now, you're working now, whatever job you're working on currently, okay, if that's expanding and you know they're expanding, you will eventually be part of that. But what I'm getting is there may be a pause or a retreat in there. So in other words, they may tell you, okay, we're looking to do this, but we're not going to do it right now, but then they're going to call you when they're ready. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, that's what they're going to be doing. So I see that as expanding. I also see that a large part of what you do, and again, correct me if I'm wrong here, there's a part of this that you love to do, and then there's a part that you can make money at that you're not so thrilled at doing. Is that correct?
I don't know about that. I'm pretty thrilled with what I do. The only part I don't like is sometimes sitting at the computer until my hands hurt. Sometimes that's not so fun.
Tedious. Yeah, and that's probably what I'm picking up on. But what I can see is that business is going to grow. You've been through a really slump, but I see that it's going to start picking up for you. And it seems like September, October are the magic months for some reason today, because I've said this to a couple of people tonight, that the things that are going to take place is September, October. For you, I'm seeing October, November, things are really going to pick up for you. But I'm going to tell you something else. There's going to be another job that's going to come your way, almost like I call it like a contracting job. It's not for contracting. It's for what you do. But that job's going to come your way with another company. But it's not going to be for the company. It's going to be for an agent that works for the company that's currently doing what you're doing, and they need additional help. And you're going to get your foot in the door with a major company that way. Okay? Does this make sense?
A little bit. Not a lot.
Okay. Apparently, there's some work that another company is doing. In other words, it's a major Fortune 500 company. I'm going to tell you this. And then they have some jobbing out some of their work that you do as well. So you know the work you do, correct? So
right.
What's going to happen is that company is going to come to you and say, we need help on this project because we can't get it all done and we need help. You're going to end up helping them. And it's through that you're going to get your foot into the door of this Fortune 500 company. You will have an opportunity within the next 18 months to actually go on staff there if you choose to. Didn't expect that, did you?
No.
Yeah. And I'm not so sure you're going to want that, but I do see that it's going to be made available to you.
I don't usually go on staff anywhere.
I know. That's why I said you didn't expect it. But if the opportunity presents itself, you might want to consider it. Because it'll give you that solid foundation. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
No, I was offered before at a big place, and I turned it down thinking it's better to be on my own.
I regretted that. You did regret it, but here's the reason why you regretted it, because you like the confidence that comes with a weekly paycheck, correct?
No, I like the freedom of planning my day to day, as opposed to knowing that someone else owns my butt.
Well, no. What I had said was you had said that you kind of.
I only regret the paycheck. That's right.
Right. That's what I just said. So I think that for you, one of the best things that could happen in a way is to have the paycheck to be able to, have that to count on, because that's sort of important, isn't it? Doesn't it take a lot of stress away from you knowing that paycheck's coming in every week?
Yeah, because as a single parent, there you go.
Right. So what I would say to you is that opportunity is going to present itself, and I can only tell you that will take that pressure and that burden of the finances off of your shoulder. That will give you the opportunity to be more creative in your own projects when you're not working for the company. And there's enough hours in your day where you're not working for the company that you can still do your own stuff on the side, your own projects. Okay?
Awesome.
So I would give that some serious thought, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And I see that coming within the next 18 months, that permanent position, okay? You'll be doing increasing work right up through till then. And like I said, it'll be a contractor working in your field that is doing work for this company, and that's how you're going to get your foot in the door.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you so much for calling in tonight. I appreciate it. Are you, by the way, Mary Lou Who?
Yes.
I love that. I just love that name. So I'm glad you called in. I've seen you in the chat room a few times. And correct me if I'm wrong, weren't you one of the winners of our weekly email drawings?
Yes, I was.
Yeah, there we go. Okay,
and that
sometimes
And that was an awesome, awesome reading you gave for me.
Well, thank you so much for saying that. I truly appreciate it.
You know what? I think I'm going to send you an email when I get off of here and tell you what's been going on.
I would love to read that email. I would really love to read that email, and I appreciate your kind words. I truly do. Thank you so much. And so is it worth sending in an email to us so that you get entered into the drawing? Was it worth it?
No, you know, that was so awesome and so right on. And, yeah, it was very worth it. That was really, really worth it.
Cool. Thank you.
Good at what you do.
Well, thank you very, very much. And I happen to know you're really good at what you do, too, so don't give up, okay?
I'm not giving up. I can't live if I don't do this.
Atta girl. That's the way. That's the attitude. Thank you so much, Mary Lou. You have a blessed night, okay?
All right, thanks.
Okay, bye-bye now. For all our listeners, I'm going to suggest that you do give us, send us an email. If you go to my website, www.drginny, that's drginny.com, go over to the contact page and type your email address in and say, enter me in the drawing, because every week we have an email drawing, and we pick from all the emails that come in, and then you get a free 30-minute private reading, not on the air, privately. We can go into more detail and more depth then at a time that's more convenient as well for you, and we'll schedule that. So without further ado, we have to decide, Jessica, who is going to go down to the squeaky old mailbox and open up the crypt? Who's going to do it?
It won't be me.
Let's see. Rock, paper, scissors, go. I lost again.
I have been so lucky the last couple
right
of weeks.
I'll be right back. Okay, great. All right, so looks like we've got a couple of emails here that we're going to read right out of the chute. I'll let you go first.
Okay, this is from Rachel, and let's just see here. What does she say? What do you say when someone asks about your deceased parent? My mother died about 4 years ago, and every once in a while, someone who doesn't know my mom will ask me about her, and I'm like, I don't have one. How do I tell them that my mother is dead without making the situation all the more uncomfortable?
Well,
that's a good question.
That is a good question.
Yeah, my mom passed away last year, and, you know, at first it was uncomfortable and I felt awkward, but, you know, now, I mean, I just tell people, you know, my mom passed away a year ago, and, I mean, I'm fine with it, and, you know, I think if you're okay with the whole situation, it doesn't make people feel uncomfortable about it.
It's how you react that will make them react. You know, there's an old saying, a German saying, that how you holler into the woods is the echo that you get back. So I think sometimes when we have somebody that we love dearly and they've just passed away and somebody says, oh, you know, for instance, how's your mom doing? You might, you know, you take a deep breath, your chin may quiver a little bit, but as you become more comfortable with it, they become more comfortable with it. And I think the best answer is, well, gosh, you know, my mom, you know, somebody says, what are you doing on Mother's Day, right? And you could say, well, gosh, you know, my mom died several years ago, but my plans for Mother's Day are X, Y, and Z.
Right.
And now you've just put them totally at ease, and they'll probably say, oh, well, good, great, yeah. And say, do you have any plans? Always follow it up with a question for them.
Mm-hmm.
I find that to make it more comfortable or less uncomfortable for somebody asking a question in that situation, respond, but then ask them a question so they don't have to sit there with that dead silence.
Right.
You know,
or instead of saying, I don't have a mom, I mean, that's awkward.
You don't want to say, I don't have a mom.
But obviously there was a mom at some point.
Right, exactly. You know, or my mom no longer lives with us, but I plan on spending the day doing this. So what are your plans for Mother's Day? You see, and you immediately they no longer have to talk about what you make a statement or an opinion, and it's not uncomfortable or awkward. So respond with honesty and then move on, and don't ever feel like you have to give too much information.
Right.
You know, don't ever feel that way, you know.
Well, people don't really want details anyway.
No, they don't. But I think sometimes people feel like they have to give them, and they really don't. Just respond in kind. In other words, gosh, you know, my mom's no longer living with us, or because in some cases it's a divorce situation, and they don't, or some people don't have a mom, you know.
Right.
The mom took off, and God knows where she is. Just say, you know, I was raised by my
my dad, but, you know, we're planning on spending a nice day doing such and such. What are your plans? Bam. Very taking, very easy, very gentle, very nice way to take care of it. Okay, I'm going to pull out another one here. And this one says, dear Dr. Ginny and Jessica, I know you were doing numerology last week, and I was waiting, but you had so many callers, I never had a chance to speak with you. I was wondering if you could do my numbers. My birthday is 9/15/1969. So let's see if we can do that here. Okay, so we need to add up. I need to add up the numbers, 1 plus 9 plus 6 plus 9, so that would be 25. And then we're going to add the birthday, which is the 9th, and then the month. So we're going to add that to it, and that puts us to what, Jessica? How good is your math?
Oh, I added my head, why don't I? Mm-hmm. So we're at 25, plus eight. You're going to add the 9.
Right.
Which is 34.
Correct.
And then plus 15,
mm-hmm. Okay.
Which is 49.
Good.
Okay, then you take the 4 and the,
and
9,
the 9
and
add
them
together,
which is 13.
Right, but then you have to make it a one digit, so you drop the 3. So it comes up 1. So I'm going to tell you that you have leadership, independence. You're a natural leader, innovator. You'll do very well in management level because a lot of this was geared to looking for jobs in the employment market. You would be a great designer, director, retail business owner, producer. A sales manager would be good for you, executive type position, or even a small business owner would be good for you. So that's how your numbers work out. So thank you for that email. And so now, Jessica, we're going to fold these up because we're only,
hey,
unfortunately, have time to read those few today. But we're going to put these in with all the others. And if you weren't picked this week or last week or the weeks before, your email is still in there. So
yes,
go ahead and send it in.
Box.
It goes into the thing. Okay, now move them all, shake them all up. And we will pull one out. And thank you. We'll open it up. And this goes to, okay, this goes to Mark K. from New Brunswick, New Jersey. So you will be getting an email.
Mark.
Yay, Mark. Clap, clap, clap. You'll be getting an email from us in the morning letting you know that you have won the free 30-minute reading. And again, if you want to get a free 30-minute reading and be entered into the drawing, simply send us an email. Go to my website, drginny.com. Click on the Contact Me page, type in your email address, and say, enter me in the free drawing, and you will be entered, and hopefully you'll win a 30-minute drawing. We'll be back in just 2, okay?
Never say never.
Go. Okay, that's not my destiny, and I'm not a big Justin Bieber fan, and
no.
I played that by accident.
I know.
So you know what?
Justin Bieber. How old are we?
I do not have Bieber fever. I want to thank everybody for tuning in tonight. It's been a great show. We got a lot of readers readings done for a lot of callers that called in. If we didn't get to you tonight, please call in next Wednesday night. Is our live shows. We do shows that we do air pre-recorded shows during the week, so you can always listen to those or go into a Blog Talk Radio, type in Christian Psychic Cafe, and you'll get a bunch of shows that you can listen to at any time. But our live shows are always 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time right here on Wednesday nights. Thank you so much for listening. We look forward to you listening next week. God bless. Have a good week, everybody.